Welcome to Seamanship Courses Podcast, that covers a variety of maritime subjects, all of which relate to various topics that sit within the syllabi of maritime qualifications, including BML, Yacht Master, and Powerboat qualifications. All right, welcome back aboard the Westminster. We've still got the noise of the generator in the background, so I hope you can hear me. We're talking further about the weather forecast on BBC Radio 4. What I didn't mention in the previous podcast was how actually you can tune into that that radio station on a ship. If you're up in the middle of on the River Thames, you could get it on a DAB, or even if you've got Wi-Fi nearby, internet connection. But when you're out at sea, you lose all of that reception, and you have to revert to long wave. And if you tune into 198 on long wave, you can get Radio 4, which has those four shipping forecasts per day broadcast on it. You can get that right across the channel, the North Sea, right the way across to France, Holland, etc. So that's how to tune in. Then we're going to talk a little more about the terminology. As I've already said, the shipping forecast is, they tell you what the weather's like in all the sea areas that surround the UK, starting up in the Outer Hebrides, and the first sea area is Viking. They'll tell you how much visibility you've got, how strong the wind is blowing, where the wind is coming from, and so on. So we'll start with the terminology they use for visibility. If the visibility is restricted at all, at its worst, they will refer to it as fog. And if you hear them say fog, that means the visibility is less than 1,000 meters. If they say the visibility is poor, that is between 1,000 meters and 2 nautical miles. If they say it is moderate, it is then between 2 nautical miles and 5 nautical miles. And if they say the visibility is good, then it is above 5 nautical. The shipping forecast will, at the very early on in the forecast, will tell you about any gale warnings. So you'll get the sea area and you'll get the gale warning. They will tell you how soon, or how quickly, should I say, that gale may hit that sea area. If they use the term imminent, that means the gale will occur within 6 hours of the time of broadcast. If they say the gale will be soon, that means it's between 6 and 12 hours from the time of the broadcast. And if they say later, then it is over 12 hours after that time of the broadcast. As I said, they'll tell you the direction of the wind. Now, if they say, for example, the wind is southerly, that means the wind is blowing from the south, just to make that clear. So it's the direction is from which the wind is blowing. If they tell you the wind is cyclonic, that means it is varying so much that they can't really express which direction they know it's going to come from at any time. If the weather direction is changing, they will express it in two ways. They will say it is veering or backing. Now, this is pretty tricky to describe. If you can imagine a clock face and imagine the minute hand of the clock has an arrow upon it, not at the outer edge of the minute hand, but on the inner edge, so near the middle of the clock. Imagine that the minute hand was reading 6 o'clock, and imagine that then is the wind blowing from the south. If the wind veers, then the minute hand moves forward, and that wind direction would go from southerly towards south westerly. So that is veering when it moves that way. If the forecasters tell you the wind is backing, then the opposite is true, and that minute hand would move from the 6 o'clock position back towards the 3 o'clock. So the wind would change from southerly to somewhere approaching the southeast. Hope that clears that up. So just try and visualize a clock face to help you remember the difference between veering and backing, because that's another phrase you'll hear on the shipping forecast. All I'd recommend is you listen to it as often as you can, and you'll soon become familiar with those phrases. I hope that all makes sense, and I'll talk to you again during the next podcast. Thank you. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We'll speak again next week.